Welcome back to the marriage program on Radio Islam International. That in the second segment of the program, we are joined by Muallima Abida Peer. And once again, we'd like to welcome her. And Jazakumullahu Khairan once again, Muallima, for joining us on the program.
I think the person that you have married. Yes, we have the expectations. And like we said, when the expectations are not met, what happens? Then we are disappointed and we feel let down. And we feel to marry the right person and whatever. So we set ourselves up for disappointment, we set ourselves up for heartache, we set ourselves up for a lot of things.
Assalamu alaikum, Muallima.
Walaikum salam, ji.
Yes, you're live on air. Jazakallah khairan once again for joining us on the program.
Jazakallah, okay, assalamu alaikum.
Yes, Muallima, last week you had a workshop and we tried to get the line, but it wasn't very audible. Maybe you could just, before we start with the topic for this morning, maybe just giving us a brief recap of that workshop and the topics that were spoken about and also some of the feedback that was received from that workshop.
Okay, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, last week we were in Middleburg and we were busy with we did pre-marital workshop as well as a marital workshop. And so the topic that we discussed last week was actually finding inner happiness, true happiness. Because like we mentioned, is that it's a basic human need is to, you know, to be happy. Everybody wants to be happy. But the thing is that we look for it in the wrong places. We expect somebody else to make us happy. We expect somebody else to fulfill us. We expect somebody else to fulfill our needs. And sometimes we go into marriage, you know, with these feelings in the hope that somebody else is going to do for us what we haven't managed to keep for ourselves. Now, happiness is something that comes from within. If we want to be happy, where does happiness stem from? Because happiness comes from a state of the heart. And this is something that we're discussing in the present, the workshop that we're sitting in at the moment. Alhamdulillah, we are busy with a pre-marital workshop, which has been taking place over a period. Today is the fifth Saturday, Alhamdulillah. And we're talking about preparing for marriage and what marriage is supposed to be. And we just mentioned a few minutes ago, we were talking about the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the relationship between a man and a woman. And when a man and a woman come together through nikah, right, what are they for each other? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that litaskunu ilayha, that they are a source of sukoon for each other. So what is that sukoon? It's a source of peace, it's a source of contentment, and it is through those feelings of peace and contentment that happiness comes about within the marriage. But it's something that we bring into the marriage ourselves to start off with. We can't go into the marriage expecting somebody else to make us happy. When we come into that marriage with a whole lot of issues, and we're bringing all of our baggage from our life into this with the hope and the expectance that my husband is going to make me happy and my husband is going to do this for me and my husband is going to do that for me. And then what happens within the marriage when we don't have that? When that person, because it's a burden that we place on another person, and when that person can't fulfill that role for us and they're not making us as happy as we thought and we anticipated we would be, then we feel let down, we feel disappointed, we feel that maybe I've made a mistake, maybe I didn't marry the right person. But the reality is that we have to have the sense of feeling within ourselves. And this is what our workshops are about, essentially. It's about discovering ourselves. It's about knowing who we are. And it's about knowing the role that we have to play. Because many times we get married for the wrong reasons. And this is something that we discuss within our workshops. Is that you have to have the niyyah and the right niyyah for getting married to start off with, because everything is based on the niyyah. Everything, the starting point of everything in our life, subhanAllah, from the hadith of Mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that innamal amalu bin niyyah. So everything is based on the niyyah, is according to the niyyah. But sometimes we get married because we just want to get out of the home environment. Sometimes we are not happy with the way things are in our homes. And we think that if I get married and I go and live and I have a husband, that I'll be happy and things will be better. And that doesn't always happen. because the expectation is too high sometimes. And we don't realize that when we get married, that we are dealing with another human being, and the perfect human being does not exist. Nobody is perfect. So everybody has their flaws and their shortcomings. And everybody has obviously their strengths, and they have the good points. But when we go into marriage with this high expectation of they must make me happy, and now they're not making me as happy as I thought it would be, so now we feel disappointed, we feel let down, and we feel that maybe I shouldn't have married this person. This is the wrong person for me. But it's not about the person. Because that person might be doing their best. They might be giving off their best. And the thing is, and this is what we've been discussing now in this workshop here, as we're sitting here with these, mashallah, beautiful young ladies, is that we want something from marriage, but you have to have it within yourself first. If you want to drink from a cup, you first have to fill that cup with something. You cannot pick up an empty cup and expect to drink and quench your thirst. You first have to fill something into that cup, and then you can drink, and then you can feel satisfied. And it's the same with marriage. It's like an empty cup. And you have to fill that cup first. You first have to have that happiness within yourself. You have to be satisfied and happy with who you are first. You have to love yourself first. And you have to have that feeling of happiness within yourself first. And then when you come into the marriage, these are the things you bring into the marriage. And these are the things that you give off to your marriage partner. You give that off to him because Allah says that you are a source of sukoon for each other. SubhanAllah. But now when we come in empty, and we come in with that empty cup, and we only want to drink from that cup, but you have not put anything into that cup. So what you want from the marriage is what you have to give first. Because we have to step back and we have to look at ourselves and have to say, what do I have? What am I bringing into this relationship? How am I? How do I want this relationship to be? And this is something we have to think about prior to marriage, and this is why we have these premarital workshops, is to prepare our young ladies to know what it is and what they have to bring into a relationship. It's not just what you get out of the relationship. You first have to put that in, and then you get it out. So if we want something from our husbands or our wives, we must be prepared to give it first. We have to give it first. We have to bring those qualities into the marriage. We have to, when we get married, you have yourself. And now you're dealing with another person. And now you want to take from that person, but you don't have anything to give yourself. So firstly, you have to know yourself. You have to be happy within yourself. I discussed this last week. And we spoke about that feeling in the heart, because where does happiness stem from? We look at external means to make us happy. But happiness is something that is within all of us, subhanAllah. It is already there. But sometimes it becomes so overshadowed with everything that happens within our lives that we don't even realize it's there. And so we look for it by external means. Husband must make me happy. My children must make me happy. My home must make me happy. My possessions must make me happy. My job must make me happy. We place that reliance everywhere else, except from where it should really be, and that is within ourselves. And how are we going to get that feeling in within ourselves? How are we going to truly be happy within ourselves is when we fulfill our purpose. When we fulfill our purpose, and this is what we spoke about, because in the first class of this marital program, which is a 5-week program, premarital, alhamdulillah, we spoke about, the first thing we spoke about is who are you? Who are you? And what are you? And how are you? And you have to be happy with who you are and the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you. And you also have to know your purpose, and what is your purpose is to worship Allah. So in part of knowing who you are and knowing your identity, and that you are what? You are a slave of Allah. And what does a slave do? A slave is obedient to its master. And the slave follows the ways of the master and what the master has set out. And Allah has set for us a beautiful system and a way of life. And we have to follow that way of life. It's a beautiful, it's absolutely perfect way of life. But we have to follow that system and we have to live according to that system. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a guarantee in Quran. It's a guarantee that He gives to us, is that you want to have peace and happiness and contentment in your heart, you are only going to get it how? Through the remembrance of Allah. You can try anything else in this world. You can go to as many people as you like. You can have as many possessions as you want in this world. But nothing is going to give you that true sense and feeling of contentment in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put there. So when we start with the premise of wanting to be happy, and we think that marriage is going to be to bring us that happiness, but when we don't have that quality, that sukoon within ourselves, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Kareem, He calls it itminan. He says that you will have, right, itminan in your heart. وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ That quality, that feeling, that sensation that you feel in your heart, that feeling of complete peace and tranquility and contentment in your heart, that is only going to come from your relationship by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is when you realize your role and your purpose. When you're fulfilling your role as the slave of Allah, and you are living your life according to the system devised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have the consciousness of Allah, because Allah says, Allah bi zikri lai tatma'inu qulub, that through the remembrance of Allah, and that does not mean sitting with your tasbih, and sitting on your musalla the whole day. It means having the consciousness and awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single thing that you do. You cannot separate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from certain aspects of your life. No. He's there. He's a part of you. He's a part of your life. In everything, everything that you do, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be there. That is truly remembering Him. Truly remembering Him, yes, the adhkar and the dhikr and the salah, because He tells us that you make salah for His remembrance, part of that whole process, subhanAllah, very importantly. And how many of us even remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our salah? We can't even do that. So to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to have the consciousness of Him, and through the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes the obedience of Allah. Through the consciousness comes the obedience. Because then we are mindful of what we do. And we are mindful of how we do it. And we are mindful of what we say. We are mindful of what we see. We are mindful of what we hear. And we are mindful of how we act and react. Not just acting, but how we react to others also. And that is all part of that mind, being mindful of Allah and consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is when we have that consciousness of Allah, then comes the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place that feeling in your heart. He will place those feelings of sukoon. He will place that feeling of contentment, of happiness in your heart. And it is when we have that, when we have it within ourselves, and we are willing to give it off, then we are able to receive it from others. But we only want to take, and we want to drink from an empty cup, and we haven't filled that cup. And we want to take, and my husband must make me happy. And so if my husband doesn't make me happy, then now I'm very disappointed, and I'm very depressed, and I'm miserable, and I'm in a miserable marriage, I'm in a bad marriage. But it's not that. You have to look at yourself first. We're so quick to look at the faults, and we are so quick to look at the negative aspects of people. We find their faults. And the focus is only on the negative. And we don't have that feeling of sukoon in our heart to start off with. And then we pick up all of the negativity around us. All the negative traits. All the faults. Nobody's perfect. We forget that we ourselves are not perfect. We might want perfection in a husband. But how perfect are we to start off with? We have to look at ourselves first. So how perfect am I? If I'm not perfect, what are my imperfections? And then I have to correct those imperfections. And if my husband is not perfect because he is a human being, and I have accepted his proposal, I've accepted to marry him, so when I say I accepted him and he has accepted me, we accept each other in the entirety. It's not only that we accept the good. and the good points that they have, and all the positive things that they have. No, you accept them with the positive and the negative. You accept them with the good and the bad. But when the focus then, what happens is in the marriage, in our quest to be happy, now we start focusing on the negative aspects of the person and on the person's faults and the person's shortcomings. We forget why we even married this person, why we even accepted this person's proposal, because the focus is only on the negative. But with the negative, there has to be some good. There has to be some positive traits. So if we change the focus then, and we focus on the positive instead of the negative, if we firstly start off with who I am and what I have to give, and what do I have to give within the relationship, how do I have to be? How am I going to be the source of sukoon for my husband? Before I can expect him to be my sukoon, I have to be a source of sukoon for him first. And when I am that source of sukoon for him, and I can bring out the best in him, then I'm going to receive the best from him. And he's going to be the source of sukoon for me. But our focus is not on ourselves. Our focus is on the partner. He's not doing this, he's like this, he's like that. He should be doing this, he's not doing that. And that makes us more unhappy and more unhappy and more miserable. And that sukoon is totally gone. Those feelings are totally gone. But if we change the focus to ourselves and do the best that we can and be the source of sukoon for our husband, be the source of sukoon first, and then focus on all of the positive traits that he does have. We don't value, and we spoke about this previously on the radio, is that women sometimes, you know, we feel that we are not valued and we don't feel appreciated. But many times we are lacking in that regard too, is that we don't value our husbands and we don't appreciate them. We only find the faults and we only look at the faults and we only focus on the faults. And on the other hand, if we focus on the positive traits, on the goodness that they do have, and we make shukr for that, and we praise them for that, and we thank them for that, and we remind them that they're so good. Mashallah, I like the way you do this. Mashallah, you're so good at that. You are bringing out, and we are able to bring out the best in our husband. But we don't bring out the best because we only focus on the negative. So we have to change our perception. We have to change the way we do things. We have to change the whole concept of having and relying on somebody else to make us happiness, to give us our happiness. Our happiness must come from within, and it must be placed there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once we have it there, we are able to give it off. We are able to give it off, and then we are able to draw it from someone else, and then we'll be able to absorb it and take it in. And that means leaving again all of the negativity behind. And this is why we speak about in our workshops, the emphasis is on who we are and how we are, and leaving all the negativity and all the baggage that we have, and sorting out our issues before we get married. Sorting out all of the issues that we have, because otherwise we're bringing all of the issues and all of that negativity into the marriage. So we're filling up that cup with negativity and issues. And then when we want to drink from the cup, what are we drinking? We are drinking negativity and issues. But we have to deal with all of these things prior to marriage. We have to sort it out after, because marriage is not a fixer-upper. Sometimes we get married thinking that the marriage is going to fix me. If I get married, then I will sort this out and that will be sorted out. My anger issues will no longer be there. Whatever issues I might have, whether it is myself, team or whatever, it will no longer be there because my husband will validate me. My husband will make me feel better. But that's not the case. It's not going to happen. We have to sort that out before we even get married and come into the marriage with a clean slate and have all of the positivity within us to make this marriage work. Because sometimes what happens, you get into a marriage thinking we'll see what happens. You can't see what happens in a marriage. You have to make it happen in a marriage. You have to make the marriage. You have to make it work. And it's what you are willing to give. you are willing to give. So we have to accept, because that the whole nikah process is about acceptance. It's offer and acceptance. So as a woman, you have accepted the proposal. Start off with, you have accepted this man that you're going to marry him. And so even just prior to the marriage, they will come and ask you again and to sign a register. Do you accept? Do you agree to marry this person? Do you accept this person? And you say yes in front of witnesses. And the man goes into the masjid in the presence of the imam, in the presence of all of the witnesses there, and he recites the words, nikah tuha wa qabil tuha. That he is accepting her. He's accepting this woman. And then also he said that in the house of Allah, in the presence of the angels who make dua, and ameen to all of the duas that are made at that point, in front of all of the witnesses that are present. And then after marriage, what happens is then he finds fault with her. Then this is not right and that is not right. And she's not like this and she's not like that. But he's already accepted her. And you as a woman, you have accepted him. Now we have to bring that acceptance together within the marriage. And accept who and what the person is and live and make the most and the best of what you have. And bring out the best in each other. Don't expect somebody else to do that for you. Don't expect that man to bring your best. Don't expect him to make you happy. Don't expect him to fulfill you as a person. Don't expect him to validate you. No, you have to have that yourself. And these are the things that you have to bring into the marriage, into the relationship. So we have to change our mindset. We have to change our mindset and look at positive. Look at the positivity. When we are in the marriage, look at the positive aspects. Because why did you marry the person in the first place? They could not have been only negative things, because otherwise you would not have accepted the proposal. You would not have married the person if there was only negativity, if there was only bad faults, and if there was only faults and shortcomings in the person. No, there was something that you accepted this marriage based on something. There was something that this person had. Now go back and find that. Remove all the negativity. Push that aside. And focus on those qualities. The qualities for which you married this person. Focus on those qualities and build on it. And bring out the best in that person. And the way we get to do that is by making shukr. By making shukr for what we have. And every morning when we're sitting on that musalla at the time of Fajr, at the time of Tahajjud, every day look for three things that we have to be grateful for. Three things that we make shukr to Allah for. Because Allah says, لَإِن شُكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدِنَكُمْ. When you make shukr for something, Allah will give you increase in that thing. So make shukr for what you have, make shukr for your life, shukr for the partner that you have, and think of the positive things within your partner. So focus on the positive. Focus on the, and make shukr for the positive. And inshallah, when the mind is positive, you will see the goodness and it will bring about that goodness. It will bring about that peaceful, happy situation within the home. So this is advice that we can give. This is what we should do. Change the way we see things, become positive, and leave the negativity around us. So inshallah, we sitting here, right? We are going into marriage, you're not yet married, and for those who are already married, is that leave the negativity. Don't depend on somebody else. This is why it was so important for us from the very beginning to know who we are. And remember, we spoke about this in the workshop, and we said that leave all your issues. If you have issues, deal with them now. If you can't deal with them yourself, get help. Get help. And sort them out. But don't take those issues and don't take all your baggage into your marriage. Because now look what you're filling your cup with. Marriage is an empty cup. And you fill it. You fill it with happiness. You fill it with peace. You fill it with love. You fill it with everything. And then you drink from there. And then how fulfilling is that? You're drinking negativity, it's like drinking poison. It's like drinking poison. So you determine the status of your marriage and how that marriage is going to be. And that is dependent on you. And knowing who you are and what you are and what you have to give within the marriage. This is very important. I know we've come here and for the first couple of weeks we never spoke about marriage. We spoke about you. We didn't talk about the actual marital relationship between husband and wife. And that we're going to focus on in the next set of workshops inshallah, in January. We'll have a 4-week program. But this is just the basics. This is laying the foundation. Remember we spoke about the foundation? This is only laying the foundation. We haven't even gone into marriage. We haven't even gone to that relationship between a man and a woman and how you have to be with each other. We haven't even touched that. We haven't even touched that. Right? It's all about you and who you are and getting yourself emotionally ready. Because remember we spoke about that in the last class. We said there are three levels of maturity that we require within a marriage, right? Remember we spoke about that? That you have firstly physical maturity and that we all have. What about the emotional?
3 minutes to the hour of 11. That was the Muallima Abida Afif speaking from a workshop and speaking about happiness and bringing happiness into your marriage. That what you bring into the marriage, that is what you will be able to share with the spouse and share with your partner. So, not bringing in the baggage and hoping that somebody else will make you happy, but rather focusing on being a happy person also then feeding off onto others. So inshallah we will have Muallima back on the program next week inshallah speaking on different topics. We know that Muallima is she conducts different workshops. She's very experienced in this field where she's giving advices to different people and been helping many people as well. So until then, from myself, Ibrahim Daya, and our studio operator this morning, Muhammad Hanzala, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.